This is a quick interview with Mr. Eli Nunes. Mr. Nunes, could you tell me when and where you were born?
Born in Portugal, Azores, 1931.
How long did you live there?
26 years.
And where is Azores?
In Portugal.
Where in Portugal?
The island, the 12th island. There's 59 islands. One of St. George.
Where did you attend primary and secondary school?
There was only primary school, that's it. Nothing else there. That time.
Many things were different. Entertainment, work, education, and social activities when you were young. What are some of these differences?
There was no activities in our place at that time. When you could walk, you do some chores and go to school. Before you go to school, you do some chores and there's no activities. And we live on islands and I don't even know how to swim. The island is really close to the sea, but we didn't learn how to swim, so always busy.
What were your main activities as a child?
None.
Didn't do anything with your friends?
See, my mother died, I was 8 months old, and I was raised on foster parents.
What games did you play?
Pardon? No games. There is no games. No. I always played after 18, 19, we played croquet. That's the only thing we did play in there. You know what croquet is? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Did your school have any activities?
No. Only thing we learned there was like you learn an army. We had 1 hour a day to learn how to salute and handle the gun and all things like that. That's the only thing they did have there. Nothing else.
Did you go boating?
Nothing at all. Only thing we go in there at 9 o'clock in the morning. We have. We got to six, was around 12, half an hour, and then we go home 3 o'clock and nothing else.
You didn't always have electricity?
Not at all, no.
What did you use instead?
Well, it was kerosene lamp, and that's it. And we used firewood to cook, and nothing else. And the water, we hauled the water, like, you see on the TV that the other countries, they hold the water under their arms. Some people hold the water 5 gallons over the head. They carry it. That's the way it used to be. This you talk about 30 years ago.
Where were you during the war years?
I was there.
Did it affect you very much?
Not because they don't understand that much. The only thing we know is was war not very far there. They even shut down a German submarine right between the islands there. We can hear the noise. We had little strips to put in the windows so when the bombs go off, we don't... And our country was not in the war, but the fighting around there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where did you work after you finished school?
Well, I was working on a farm, gardening, all kinds of things. Things you can make some money with.
What was the opinion of working women then?
There was not much opinion, not too many women working that time, and they were, I don't know, it's like that time the ladies, they don't do much, and they were housewives that time, because only work was left for the husband, you ought to work.
Do you have any children?
Yeah, I have two. One lives in South Islington, one lives in Rupert. I was working up there up to 26 years old, and then 26 I came to Canada as an immigrant. And then things changed.
Do you have grandchildren?
Yes, we have four.
Why did you move to Islington?
Well, always like this area. I came here in 1957, and I was 3 years in New Islington, and then I went Skinner Crossing, always like Hazleton, and then I went to kindergarten for a while and end up back in Hazleton.
What was it like here when you first got here?
Well, it was hard. You don't understand what's going on. No, see, now they got a lot of Portuguese. They went without information, they could get it in Paris or anywhere. At that time, there was no Portuguese around. Always understand things different. We still do now understand things different. But 30 years ago was bad. We don't even know how to ask for a loaf of bread. And I was here 4 years prior to the wife. I came over 4 years later. It was easier for her because I was already here for 4 years, so things were easier.
So you didn't know much English?
Nothing at all. What we learned is working place with the other guys, but no school, nothing at all in this country. But one thing about this country is everybody try help you. That's one good thing about it. If you don't speak English, they don't laugh at you. They try help you, they try teach you. That was good. Even the guys who I work with, I didn't know them at all, and they all try help. That was really good.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention?